A number of countries are putting religious restrictions on any intake of Syrian refugees, giving priority to Christians. Cyprus says it's ready to accept up to 300 asylum seekers to help ease the crisis facing the European Union, but it says it prefers them to be Christians. Slovakia has also said that Muslims won't be accepted. Meanwhile, the Australian government is under pressure to increase the intake of Syrian refugees. The opposition has asked Prime Minister Tony Abbott to give priority to Christians and refuse to take Muslims. Europe has been facing an unprecedented influx of asylum seekers. A number of EU countries have announced their readiness to admit refugees. Many of them receive refugees without discrimination or ethnicity in religion. Co-founder of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, Arzu Mirali, joins us now from the British capital, London. Ma'am, welcome to the program. Talk to us about these shocking discriminatory policies announced by some countries.
I wish I could say that I was surprised, but sadly the whole discourse regarding Muslims is so pernicious now that in westernized settings, so that could be Australia as well as Europe or North America, it has become quite easy and open now to say discriminatory things like this. I think even 5 years ago, people would have found it quite repulsive that anyone would say such a thing. You know, it was something that we would say outrageous racist and people on the fringes of society say. Now we have the opposition in Australia. We have a government in Cyprus. We even have the UKIP party in the United Kingdom saying very similar things. Actually, not right now, but prior to what has been called the refugee crisis erupting. So sadly, what we're seeing is really just the further extension of anti-Muslim racism to cover another facet of human tragedy, which is the mass displacement of people, not just from Syria, actually. I mean, it's worth remembering that this didn't happen just now suddenly with regard to Syria. Syrian refugees have just started becoming an issue for Europe. They've been mainly staying in Jordan, in Lebanon, in neighboring countries in huge numbers, Turkey as well. And of course, there have been refugees from many other countries living in squalid conditions and dying in the Mediterranean trying to get into Europe to escape from Libya, from Eritrea, and many other places. They haven't even been given the time of day. It's just because there's been a kind of anti-Assad, anti-axis of resistance narrative about Syria that people are now suddenly feeling sorry for Syrian refugees.
So it's standpoints and viewpoints like this that actually will not help the asylum seekers crisis at all?
Not at all. What you're going to have is, as we're seeing, this discriminatory regime. You're also going to be seeing, sadly, the manipulation of refugees who are coming in to be grabbed by different kind of political agendas and so on and so forth. The awful, awful suffering of refugees, whether they're from Syria or any other part of the world, sadly, is either being ignored or utilized for political ends. And either way, it's a huge tragedy, both for the people who are suffering so intensely as refugees, but for the societies that we live in. Because if this is how we think about people as subhumanized or just there for pushing political agendas, we're in a very desperate state.
Arzu Mirali, co-founder of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Thank you for your comments.